صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the son of Imam Ali, became the rightful caliph of the Muslims. Imam Hassan faced extreme difficult conditions from the start. The people and most of his followers had fear and insecurity, which was caused by Muawiyah's mischief. With Imam Hassan's wisdom and knowledge, to expose Muawiyah's hypocritical behavior and to stop the bloodshed of the Muslims, he made a peace agreement with Muawiyah with some conditions. Some of the conditions were that the Imam will hand over the authority to Muawiyah, provided that he will act according to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. Muawiyah had no right to give the leadership to anyone after him. The authority will go back to Imam Hassan, and if he died, it will go to Imam Hussein. He will give security to the people. Imam Hassan will not call Muawiyah Amir al-Mu'mineen. Muawiyah had to stop cursing Imam Ali and to speak well of him. Muawiyah had to repay the rights of those oppressed. He must not curse and defame the Ahlul Bayt. Muawiyah must not plot secretly against Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Muawiyah agreed to all the conditions and became the illegitimate caliph of the Muslims. Soon, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and their family decided to go to Medina and leave Iraq, the same country that deserted him and deserted his father. In Medina, both Imams lost no time in holding gatherings for Islamic discussions. These gatherings became very successful and gained tremendous popularity. People from as far away as Egypt, Iraq, Yemen, and other distant areas traveled to Medina to learn from the Imams, and they produced a large number of Islamic scholars. In the meantime, Muawiyah broke the conditions of the peace agreement and tried his best to defame the Ahlul Bayt and stop them from gaining any popularity. One thing Muawiyah would do is put preachers in all areas under his control to defame the Ahlul Bayt and distance people away from them. He instructed his people to four generations and attribute them to the Prophet so that the value of the Ahlul Bayt may be decreased. The fabricated narrations that came from Muawiyah are divided into three groups. 1. Fabricated narrations in praise of companions to make them equal or at a higher level than the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. 2. Fabricated narrations that defame and reduce the level of Ahlul Bayt, especially of Imam Ali. 3. Fabricated narrations in praise of Muawiyah and in praise of his father and his family. Another thing Muawiyah did was send agents to terrorize, kidnap, or even kill innocent people, especially those who were loyal to Ahlul Bayt. Instead of helping the needy with the public treasury, Muawiyah's governors used the public treasury for personal use, freely and excessively as they wished. Many of Ahlul Bayt's followers protested against Muawiyah's injustice, but were killed by Muawiyah, such as Hujr and other companions. Muawiyah also had a son called Yazid and wanted him to become the caliph of the Muslims after him. Yazid was a symbol of corruption, oppression, drunkenness, and an example of disbelief and apostasy, because wherever there is mischief and corruption, there is the name of Yazid, and wherever there is good, truth, and justice, there is the name of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. But the peace agreement Muawiyah had with Imam Hassan alayhi salam would cause major conflict from the people if he chose Yazid as caliph. Therefore, if Muawiyah outlives Imam Hassan, he could do as he pleases. In order to pave the way for Yazid to be Muawiyah's successor, Muawiyah offered Imam Hassan's wife a lot of money and to let her marry Yazid if she would poison Imam Hassan. She found the offer too attractive to ignore and foolishly agreed to accept it. Medina was never the same without Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Everybody missed him dearly. People started to see the true reality of Muawiyah and started to hate his hypocritical behavior. Muawiyah continued to bribe the people to pay allegiance to his son Yazid while Imam Hassan was out of the way. Many people accepted his allegiance of fear of being killed or were offered large sums of money. Imam Hussein and his family and followers did not listen to Muawiyah and did not pay allegiance to his corrupt son Yazid. Muawiyah finally became seriously ill and inflicted with serious diseases and eventually died. Yazid now became the next illegitimate caliph and continued the same policy as his father by bribing, pressuring, and threatening people to accept him as the Islamic ruler. Yazid told Walid, who was his governor in Medina, to ask for Imam Hussein's allegiance of loyalty or else he would be killed. Imam Hussein did not accept and decided to leave Medina along with his family to proceed to Mecca. The Imam also knew that during this season, many people from around the world performed the Hajj pilgrimage, so he would take the advantage of this time to try and gather more support against Yazid. The whole empire was going through terrible times, and anyone who dared to say anything against Yazid was harshly dealt with. The chastity of women was no longer safe, marriage lost its sanctity, and their dignity was placed at the pleasure of Yazid's brutal soldiers. When Imam Hussein reached Mecca, he received thousands of letters from the people of Kufa urging him to go to Kufa to be their leader and they will support him. People could not bear it anymore. They wanted someone to defend the true religion of Allah. When the Imam received these calls for help, he had to respond. However, he could not blindly accept the call from Kufa because the people of that city were well known for their unstable character and conduct. So the Imam sent his cousin Muslim, the son of Aqil, to Kufa to get first-hand information about the situation in Iraq. In the meantime, Yazid spread many secret agents in Mecca to assassinate the Imam without caring for the sanctity of the holy place. The Imam became aware about the spies and carefully evaluated the situation in Mecca. At the same time, in some reports it states that the Imam received a letter from his cousin Muslim from Iraq. The letter stated that more than 18,000 people from Kufa will support him and it is safe to come. The Imam decided to go to Kufa and address the people. Yazid, through his spies, found out about Muslim's success in Kufa, so he appointed Ibn Ziyad as the governor in Kufa, who was a tyrant and a person that loved to shed the blood of Ahlul Bayt and their followers.